Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Lori, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Very well. How may I help you, kiddo?
Hopefully. I know you're really good at communicating with people that are difficult, so I'm kind of counting on you to help me because I'm really at a loss.
Okay.
I have I share power of attorney with my brother for my elderly father.
Okay.
And my brother is usually the very, you know, he's the charming one and very easy, happy-go-lucky. But after our mom died last year, it seems to be he's changed. He's more uptight, more. You know, seems angry. I've had a run-in with him after my mom passed away. And
what was the run-in about, Lori?
I do the taxes. I've been doing the taxes for 5 years, and all of a sudden he's convincing my dad that I don't know what I'm doing and that he needs to get somebody else to do the taxes and all of this stuff. And
presumably your mother had a will, yes? What were the terms of your mother? Are there just you and your brother?
No. Six kids.
Which number are you?
Oh, baby.
Okay.
That tells you a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, it probably does. All right, so what was the terms of your mom's will with respect to your brother and with respect to you?
That we're both power of attorney.
You're sharing power of attorney.
Yeah.
Ooh, whose idea was that?
My parents, I guess. And, you know, I guess I see now the problems, but then it also keeps it so that there's, like, not one person has total control, so they're accountable to, like, we, you know, we're accountable to each other. So.
Fair enough. All right, so before your mother's death, all of this was fine. Did the two of you have anything you had to do? Were there any power of attorney issues that the two of you had to take on?
Well, I'm not executor.
Who's the executor?
The same brother, and then my sister. They were both executors.
So you have the power of attorney. You and the brother who's the executor have the power of attorney. So he has both power of attorney and executor. You have power of attorney. Do you live in the same city that your father does?
I do.
Does your brother?
No. He's about an hour away, but he comes to town quite often.
All right. So he wants someone else to do the taxes.
Yeah, that's not really the issue, though. That was
no, probably not. I was going to, yeah. So
And he ended up, like, getting somebody to check them, and everything was fine, but he made a big ordeal out of it. Like,
do you have any sense about why?
What's going on, and all of a sudden you got issues?
First of all, understand that he does have issues. The question is, what are they? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think what's going on right now is that he thinks, my dad got pneumonia recently, and so then I'm guessing that he's just not comfortable with the idea of his parents passing away, and it's upsetting him, and he's reacting. But
maybe, but this seems like such a specific thing against you in particular. And I would have said essentially what I think you did. If he says, I want someone else to do the taxes, I'd say, fine. I mean, you know, it's a burden off your shoulders. Presumably they're going to do one of two things. If you've already done the taxes, they're going to be consistent with what you've done, at which point, fine. They'll find more money than you did, which is even better, or they'll be more expensive, at which point you've been vindicated. So two out of three, you win. So when someone says, I'd like someone else to take on the odious task, the answer is, okay.
Yeah, it was just the way he went about it.
No, I get it. I get
talking
it.
Talking bad about me, saying that she doesn't know what she's doing, and then
well, but
not
that,
even
see,
telling
that's,
me, not
that's,
talking to me about
but, you
it
know,
personally.
Lori, that's what I'm responding to, is this sounds much more specific, that there was something either you said to somebody else or you said to him or misinterpreted. This sounds to me much more than a global sense of, gee, mom and dad are going to die, I have to be the executor, or this is really scary. This sounds to me very specific. Yeah. Is there anything, did you ever ask him? Did you ever say, look, what's the issue here?
I couldn't really get that from him, except that he told me later on, he said, you know, after we had that big argument last year, I did some research and I realized that I'm a sociopath. Okay.
Well, I suppose that's good.
But I thought, how does that connect it? I never figured it out and I didn't ask him, but...
Yeah, what I probably would have done at that moment, and maybe they can go back and revisit it, but is to just go back and say, hey, listen, you remember when you said you were a sociopath? Could you be more specific with me about that? Because it sounds something is there, and my guess is it's much more specific than just, gee, dad's going to die and then I'm going to be an orphan. Because, and I think you did the right thing by just, when someone says, you know, I don't want you to be in charge of this anymore, the answer is, okay. I mean, because why not? What's today's issue, Lori?
Well, today's issue is his son went there yesterday and found that the room was cold, so he texted me and said, did you do something with the heat? And I said, oops, I turned it off and forgot to turn it back on. And then so he gives me an order, don't do that again. And then he sends another text. If you're too hot, just turn it down, but just don't turn it off! ! And man, I had such a reaction. I thought I'm
okay.
I want to say all these mean things, but I know that
you're not going to do that. All right.
Don't do that. Don't.
Kiddo, listen to me.
Okay.
We need to separate out two different aspects. All right. One is your brother's behavior. The second is your response to your brother's behavior.
Yes.
Being the baby to family, you're used to being cued and adored and loved, and all that's great, but it has no relevance here. That when he sends, that I mean, good for you for saying, oops, turned it off, and my bad, which is one of our most hated phrases. And then when they send the other emails saying, don't do it again, you can either say, got it, or fine, or not respond to emails, but don't take it personally. I mean, see, what you're doing is you're personalizing everything. And when I ask you about it, you're able to kind of, interestingly enough, step back from a situation that I think may be personal. But in this particular case, I mean, you admitted you did something wrong. Good for you. It's not a big deal. It's taken care of. And he's let him, people don't overreact. I think this is part of a larger issue. And I don't know whether, and it may not even be something you said to him. How old are you and how old is your brother?
He's 10 years older.
Okay, and so how old are you?
48.
Okay. Part of it may be that your brother is remembering you when you were a baby and he was 10 or 11 years old. And he's saying, I can't believe my parents are putting me in the same category as the baby. And it may just be no more than that. It may not be anything recent. It may not be anything because, as you know, birth order can really affect how we go through the rest of our lives, number one. But number two, Thanksgiving, in that I've told the story before of going home for Thanksgiving and, you know, I had a PhD and a bunch of I'd done television and Oprah and books. And my father at one point after dinner clicked his fingers and put his index finger in the air and circled it that I was supposed to clear the table. Like I was 12 years old again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started laughing because the other thing to do is to be furious and saying, what are you talking about? I don't even live here anymore. You know, I'm a guest. You can't order me to clear the table. I can choose to clear the table, but you don't have that power over me anymore. Or I could just laugh. And
I guess I just think, well, by not saying anything, I'm giving him permission to...
No, you're not. You're not doing anything.
To me.
No, you're
He's
not.
He's treating me rudely.
But, Lori, that's what I'm saying. You're taking something personal that has nothing to do with... I mean, it's not. I mean, it's just... What I would go back to what I said before we did all this, which is go back and say to him, you know, I would probably let a couple days go by. and I would probably do it in person if you possibly could. I would not do it in an email.
Okay.
And let me put you on hold. I'll come back and walk you through what I'd have you do, all right? Hang on for me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking with Lori, who is has a co-power of attorney with her brother for her aging father. Her brother also is the executor, a co-executor of the will, not with Lori. And after Lori's mom died about a year ago, easygoing brother had kind of a meltdown and accused Lori of being incompetent about taxes, and turned out after the fact to sort of apologize and say he was being a sociopath. Currently, he's being difficult again in a series of emails. Lori sort of admitted that she turned the heat off because she was too warm, and has now gotten a bunch of kind of overbearing emails saying, look, turn it down and whatever. And I think what I would do, look, the thing is, once you sort of make a mistake about something, then people, unfortunately, that people feel that they can then lecture you about it. And I would just let it go. Say, you know, my bad, I got it, and not respond. But I would go back and revisit the notion that he had, that he was a sociopath. My guess is that isn't what he means. A sociopath is somebody who can't follow society's rules, really can't differentiate between, you know, right and wrong. And I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he just... my guess is there's something else going on in his life that you kind of alluded to about him dealing with his parents' mortality, but maybe something else, maybe in his marriage, maybe with one of his kids, maybe at work, maybe his health, that he's not sharing with you, and you being the baby of the family, instead of coming to you and saying, look, which I think is... It was his version of an apology to say he was a sociopath. But to go back and say to him, I'd let a couple of days go by so that you're not tempted to make a snide comment about his emails, and say, hey, listen, two things. First of all, you made this comment a year ago, and I'm just curious what you meant by that. And he may or may not be willing to talk with you about it. But it may give you some insight into what's going on with him, because this sounds to me... that he is feeling some external pressure. My guess is it's not from you. And you just happen to be, because the thing that just popped into my mind is, in my family, whenever something happened, we just point to the baby. And the baby quite often was like in diapers. And someone would say, who ate the chocolate ice cream with their fingers? And we point to the baby, who, of course, couldn't get out of the crib, but we just all learned whoever is the youngest is that the one that you blame, because no one was going to punish the baby. And we all sort of figured that out very early on. And it may be that as much as anything else, is that you're just kind of his scapegoat on some unconscious level, and maybe that's what he meant by sociopath. But the two of us speculating is not worth anything. Asking him, which does a couple of things. First of all, it clarifies what he meant by that, because I don't think that's what he meant. Second of all, it establishes you in the position that you're really looking for with respect to the emails, of one of respect, of saying, can we talk about this without you feeling defensive? Because it's asking something about him, not defending yourself. And third of all, it establishes a dialogue between the two of you, which in the long run may be the most useful. Because it sounds to me that something is going on with him, may have very little to do with you or not, but the only way you're ever going to sort it out is to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, I wouldn't respond to emails because I think they're irrelevant.
It throws me off when he talks like that, because I'm not used to it at all. He's never been like that. He's always been nice.
Well, but see, that's what you can do. You can sort of approach him. I mean, there are some advantages of being the baby of the family, of approaching him, because to a certain extent you're not threatening because you're the baby, and say, hey, listen, I guess two things, and they may be related. That you and I have always gotten along so well, and somehow either I've done something to upset you, and I'd like to know what it is, or maybe it has nothing to do with me, and I'm your sister, and I'd like to feel like I'm at least there for you. And third, that a year ago that you apologized to me about something and said that you felt you were a sociopath, and can we revisit that as well? Because it seems to me they may be related. Who knows what his response will be, but it does do one of the things that you were very interested in doing, is reestablishing the power base between the two of you, of not feeling like he can bully you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. He's trying to bully me, like I'm working for him.
Well, but I think that is part of what he's doing. But the question is, why is he doing that? Because he hasn't, you've never been a threat to him before, as you point out. And you don't need to say the word threat, but you can say, you know, we've always gotten along so well before. You've always been so nice to me. I'm a little confused.
I'm a threat. Because
why are you a threat?
Because he's always been the golden child. And I think my dad kind of figured that out, that there was a bit of a manipulation with him, and he used to have my brother always in charge of the finances, and then my dad stopped trusting him so much, and then now my dad and I are very close, and I think
that might have been a useful thing.
My brother, but he's very very well, tells me, like, I don't know what to do without you. You do everything for me,
Laurie.
You adore
me. Laurie, two things. That might have been a useful thing to tell me 10 minutes ago,
okay.
Because when I said, you know, you're a threat, he said, oh, no, I'm on. I mean, and obviously, if he feels that some, and it may be easier for him to assume that you've poisoned Dad against him, then Dad has decided to prefer you. But this is a stupid and cheerful. Your father, unfortunately, is doing what is not an uncommon thing for people as they get older to do, which is to foment revolution and disquiet among their heirs, because it makes them feel everybody's fighting over them. And if you're facing your own mortality and you're feeling like nobody pays much attention to you, that people treat you like you're not quite bright, having your kids fight over you has some value to it. And whether he's done it consciously or not, that's obviously what your dad has done. As he said to your brother, you know, Laurie does a much better job than you do. You know, Laurie spends much more time with me. You know, you used to be my favorite child, but not anymore. Laurie is much nicer than you are. And that's not going to sit very well with him.
Yeah.
So you need to go to, I would still argue that you need to go to your brother and say, what's up? Now, your brother may be aware enough and sensitive enough and brave enough to say, Laurie, it's not you, it's just Dad. I've been the golden child, and now you're the golden child, and it feels terrible. And that may have been what he said by sociopath. But don't assume that. Ask him. Because by asking a question, you've established a dialogue, you've reestablished, you're not afraid of him. And regardless of what he says, you now also have that piece of information that says, man, if the roles were reversed, I probably wouldn't be very happy either. If I'd always been Dad's golden-haired child, and all of a sudden he was telling me how much he preferred my brother, or how much he preferred my daughter, or how much he preferred his nurse. I mean, it's one of the reasons why that second wives are so detested by the children, is quite often the children felt, well, Daddy really cared about us, and now he doesn't. So take all that information. Do not respond to emails. Talk to your brother face-to-face if at all possible. And just say to him, look, you and I have always gotten along so well. Tell me if I did something to offend you. And tell me what the sociopath comment meant. And call me back if you need help. But also take the information you just shared with me and put it behind your left ear.
Okay.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I had a lot going on, a lot of changes in my life. I moved to a new city, recently divorced, et cetera, et cetera. What I wanted to ask you, I have been dating a man for about 3 weeks. I'm 56, he's 57, and he's a really nice guy, and we have fun together and have a lot in common. And my big hang-up, and I feel kind of shallow with this, and I just wanted to get your opinion and see what you thought. He didn't go to college. more as I did, and he doesn't make a lot of money. And so, I don't know, it's just a concern for me, and especially being the age I am and looking at the future and wondering if, you know, continuing this relationship is a good idea or not.
Okay. Well, let's look at those two factors. I think to a certain extent, regardless of what we decided about those two factors, you probably need to spend a little longer with him because it takes, you know, 6 to 9 months minimum, I think, to get to know somebody, to know whether they're a keeper or not. But the fact that you're concerned with these two aspects, I think, are certainly worth dealing at this moment, because if we get to the conclusion today that they're really insurmountable, then you don't want to waste your time or break his heart. So, all right, let's look at the issue about money first. Does he have a job?
Yes. Yeah, okay. He's had the same job for a long time, so he's stable.
Okay. Does he, on dates, for example, does he ask you to pay your half?
No, okay. Actually. And,
okay.
He bought tickets for a concert one time, and he wouldn't let me pay for my ticket.
Okay, so, it doesn't sound to me that he has particular designs on your money.
No, okay. And he doesn't know my financial status, really, other than seeing my house. Yeah.
Do you own your own home?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a job?
Not currently. I'm looking for a job. I didn't work this past year. I moved to a new place, and my sister was sick with cancer, so I put off looking for a job until now. So,
okay, when you have a job, Do you do or do not own your own house?
I do.
Do you know if he does?
He does not. He has an apartment.
Okay. Presumably you don't know anything about his financial status. You don't know whether he owes money. You don't know whether he has stocks and bonds or savings. You don't know anything about that at this moment, right?
Not too much. I mean, he did mention that an uncle was leaving a house to him, that it was in his will that he was going to leave this house to him because he's been such a good son to his mother, which he is very close to his family.
Okay. Has he been married before?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He's been divorced for quite a while.
Okay. Your financial status, your if we compare your relative worths, you're saying, is it more than just your house? Do you have more earning capacity than he does?
Not necessarily the earning capacity. It's just what my ex and I accumulated and the money I got from the settlement and all of that combined.
If we take any money that you got from your ex out of the equation, are the two of you more balanced economically?
No. No.
Mm-hmm. You're still ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, part of it would seem to me how you going forward would think about money. Because it's not so much who has it, is how you think about it and how you spend it. For example, if he had a lot of money but was really very stingy, then the fact that he had a lot of money is nearly irrelevant to you because he's not going to give you any of it. He's not going to share any of it with you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If he has enough money that he doesn't need anything from you and is fairly modest in what his own needs are and fairly generous with the rest, then how much he actually has is probably less relevant than how it affects you. So I'm saying that the actual amount of money that he has, and presumably, does he have children from the first relationship, from the other relationship?
He does.
And do you have children?
You know, I do. Mm-hmm.
At this moment, I don't know how you feel about it. Because it would seem to me that the issue is not how much he has, but how he spends it and how it's going to impact you. Presumably, both of you would make provisions for your own children to be taken care of if the two of you decided to come together, so that you wouldn't have any financial obligations toward his kids and he wouldn't have any financial obligations toward your kids. So if we take that out of the mix, I think that the issue is how does he spend his money? And let's say that you have assets worth $500,000 and he has assets worth $100,000. So it's a factor of 5 to 1. It's a fairly major kind of discrepancy. But yours is all sort of tied up with trusts that go to your kid, and yours is, that you live a fairly frugal lifestyle. His, on the other hand, is completely free and he's very generous with you, then the fact that he makes, he only, his assets are worth 20% of what yours are, turns out not to be terribly relevant. So, and I don't think you're going to know that for a while. That first of all, there hasn't been, sounds to me, enough disclosure in terms of the actual amounts, number one, and number two, how both of you look at the money. I mean, if he said, well, I'm willing to pay my way, but we'll have to go have these on vacation, is that a good thing or a bad thing? If he has a lot but says, look, you can't have any of this, you have to pay your own way, my kids get my money, then the fact that he has a lot of money is not very relevant either. So I think that, that it's how it's spent. The education, to a certain extent, may be a little more complicated depending on who your friends are, what kind of things you enjoy doing together, do you know what the highest level of education he's achieved is?
He graduated from high school.
Okay. And you, what, have graduate degrees or something?
No, I have a bachelor's.
Okay.
I have taken graduate courses, but I didn't get a second degree.
How, from your point of view, how does the difference in education turn out to be an issue for you on a day-to-day basis with him?
Well, sometimes I notice in his vocabulary, some of the vocabulary he uses is a little off. And
well, that in the long run may be even more important than the money. Just because he's not, it sounds like there's also a third issue here that we really haven't talked about, which is a combination of culture / sophistication, which may in the long run be the most complicated of the three, because that's going to translate most quickly into lifestyle issues. Is it not so much the money and not so much the education, but the level of, you know, understanding vocabulary, who your friends are, what you, the social context in which you feel comfortable. I trust your gut. If you're feeling like this is fun, but kind of not where we're going on this, you know, then I'd probably sort of try to make it a little bit more low-key. If you're feeling like the longer I'm in this, the more I'm going to know about him, the more I'm going to like him, I mean, that may be worth looking at. It may also be worthwhile to kind of do a intellectual canvassing of your friends, and I'm saying do this in your head. You don't necessarily have to take a poll with them and say who has more money than I do or has less money. How does that turn out to be in the relationship with women or men friends? I mean, my thing with education is there's almost nobody who's better educated than I am, let alone as educated. So it's one of those things I have to just take off the table and understand. Do we like to do the same kinds of things? If all he wants to do is go to the opera and what I want to do is go to bowling alleys, then we've got a problem, and it doesn't really have much to do with who's more educated. I would look more, I think, at the level of, as I said, culture and sophistication, what things the two of you like to do together, who your friends are, what. And to a certain extent, I guess one of my favorite examples is I actually know a fairly well-known, really well-educated person in the arts who is married to a carpenter, very blue-collar, perfectly nice guy. And you'd think on the face of it, my goodness, she is celebrated, relatively famous, very well-educated, and very cultured. He's blue-collar. He's a carpenter, and they get along famously and have for a very long time. So I think it really depends on how those issues play out in your relationship with each other rather than treating them as entities in themselves. As I say, that when I say marriage is the major cause of breakup of the first marriages, it's not that one has a whole lot more. It's that they have completely different philosophies of how you do it. And that's what turns out. It's not the actual amount, it's how each of you feel about it, and I think at this moment it may be a little too soon to tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I feel like it's such a shallow thing that I'm thinking about as far as my image and what my friends will think.
But again, I think it's how the two of you relate to one another, and it may be a little soon to tell. I mean, your friends may be absolutely charmed by him, and as I said, one of the best rules of thumb is to think about a relationship that's not a romance, and there's probably, you may have, you know, a woman friend who dropped out of college. So I think part of it is just think about friends that you have that are less educated and have less money, and how those relationships work out. And maybe you don't, but I think most of us do. I'd give a little bit more time and keep, again, I think the issue is not money exactly or education exactly, but how that turns out in behavior. And that's sophistication, lifestyle, culture, all sorts of things like that, and see how that plays out.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. It does.
Good.
Okay.
All right, Sugar.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
You're very welcome, Susan.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Talked to you in the past, so you've helped me out. So hopefully you can help me again.
Okay.
I have a dilemma. I like two women, or two older women, I don't know what to do, to who to choose or whatever.
Okay,
and here's the thing.
All right, give me a little more information.
I've known them both for a long time. The one I talked to you a few weeks ago, after knowing her for years. I'm dating her weekly now. And she didn't talk to me for 6 months. That really upset me. But now she wants to date me. She's calling me. I don't even call her. And she comes over and visits my sister. She's my sister's friend.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And I've been dating sister's friend now. And every week we go out, and she'll even pay for me. She says, oh, if you don't have the money, don't worry, I'll pay for you. And I said, oh, that's so nice of you. And I've always paid for her in the past, and she's now treating me to movies and dinners and everything. And it's great. And you told me a few weeks ago, you said, oh, you should just ask her, does she want romance or does she want friendship? And I'm like, I don't know what I should ask her. And you're like, you should ask her.
Well, what do you want?
You need to ask. Well, I like romance with her, and so I did talk to her about that.
What'd she say?
And she said, yeah, she has always, she said, listen to this, she's always liked me. She's even liked me years ago. And she even told my sister. Now we have to put, the dilemma is, my sister doesn't want any part of it. She doesn't want me to
Your sister doesn't get a vote.
Yeah, but I live with my sister in a house. I share a house with her.
Well, but do you pay rent?
No, we share a house. We share the cost of living in the house together. We own a house together.
Well, but Mike, your sister still doesn't. I mean, you may be roommates, you may be brother and sister, but she's not your mother. You can do whatever you want to do.
She's not my mother, but she acts like my sister's a few years older than me. She's like 4
Mike,
years older than me.
Mike, she can only act like your mother if you act like her child. She has no vote in this. I mean, she can have an opinion. She can say, look, this is my friend. I don't want to share her. But that's not, I mean, and you can understand that, but it doesn't mean you have to go along with it. Mike, we've been over all of this before. Do you have anything new to add?
The other thing is, yeah. So, yeah, that's that thing. And then, yeah, she definitely wants that. But I'm hesitant on doing it because I don't want to go against my sister's.
Mike, then you have to decide what's more important, your sister's opinion or your opinion.
Okay, and then the other thing is I had a friend down in Florida I knew for years also, and she wrote me a letter saying she didn't want anything to do with me. I was loaning her money, and she paid me back the money she borrowed.
Good.
And I appreciate that she paid me back. But now she called me on the phone, wished me a happy birthday, and she's real friendly again. And I said to her, you just can't disappear for like 5-6 months and tell me the friendship's over and then be friendly. She goes, oh, I was in a bad mood when I wrote the letter.
Mike, stop talking for a minute. You and I have been over this probably 5 separate times. So listen up this time, because I think this should be the last time we go over this, all right? You decide what you want. You are not a puppet. You're a little passive, but you are not a puppet. Your sister is not in charge of your life. The woman who's taking you to movies is not in charge of your life. And your Florida friend is not in charge of your life. You are in charge of your life. You now have to make decisions about what you want and how you're going to negotiate with the people who are important to you. And I would certainly not make money an issue either that they pay you or you pay them. I think that friendship and romance are tainted by financial issues. Decide who you want. And the answer may be neither of the women. In terms of your living arrangements, it may be smarter and better for you to live separately from your sister. But your sister is not your mother. These two women are not your mother. You are a grown-up man. Do what you want to do, but make some grown-up, put on your big boy pants and decide what you want, who you want, what you want to do. And stop being so passive. And stop calling me about it, because we've talked about this 5 separate times, and I've said essentially the same thing to you every single time, which is you have to figure out what you want. It may or may not make other people happy in your life, but the only person you're going to go to bed with every night and wake up with every morning is you. Therefore, you have to run your life in a way that makes sense to you. Sometimes people are going to applaud. Sometimes they're going to boo you. And it certainly feels better when they applaud than when they boo you, but it's still irrelevant. You have to figure out who you are, what you want, who you want in your life, and in what way you want them in your life. They may or may not go along with it, but still starts from you. What do you want? And sort of deciding that your sister is in charge, or your sister's friend is in charge, or Miss Florida is in charge, is a waste of time and effort. It's just a way of being passive and not taking responsibility for your own life, your own social life, and your own happiness. So sit down and figure out who you are, what you want, and it may be none of the above. You may need to be living by yourself. You may need to be dating in a different kind of situation. You may need to be able to keep all three of these people perfectly happy, or you may not. But it's going to start with what you want and who you are and what you're willing to do about it. And I've told you the same thing, so I'm not going to tell you anything different next time. So why don't you sit down and figure this out, and then you won't even need me. Jim, I don't have a whole lot of time, but let's see if I can help you with something. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I had a quick question.
Okay.
I got married last month, and at the wedding, one of my friends that couldn't make it, his wife still came to the wedding and ended up sleeping with somebody there. And I don't know if I need to get involved in that in any way, or if I just stay out of it and keep my mouth shut, or what I need to do.
Yeah, I'd walk away from it. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it had to mar your wedding, but I think I would walk away from it, because let me just walk you through. If you're going to go to anybody, I would go to her about it, not him. Because
right.
If you go to him, she's going to say, oh, you didn't know what you were talking about, and you don't know what the state of that marriage is and whether she's confessed or not. So if you feel that you have to say something about it, which I don't think you do, then I would go to her and say, look, you need to square this with your husband, square it with your marriage. I don't want to be a part of it. But the safest pattern for you at this moment is just to walk away from it and decide that that's her conscience, her problem, her marriage. And I would just have been so distracted by the happiest day of your life and your new bride and your new life and all the guests and all the champagne that you just didn't notice a damn thing. And I just wipe it out of your memory banks and decide that perhaps you were hallucinating on slightly too much wedding cake, because it's just it's nothing. That,
I was going to say that I'm happy with that. That's what I wanted to do. The only problem I could foresee is that they're our neighbors as well. So we hang out with them frequently, and I don't know if that's going to somehow scar our mutual friendship.
See what happens, and if it does, you call me then, and we'll deal with it at that moment, all right? But at this moment, I would wipe it from my memory banks and decide that you were probably hallucinating on too much icing. If it becomes a problem in the future, you know where to find me, and I'll walk you through it then. Is that fair?
That's fair. Great.
Good. You have more fun things to worry about and to focus on.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.